You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Renovation work has officially started on the Vaughan Public Library in Ashland. Crews are currently working to restore the brick and mortar conditions of the building, which was originally opened nearly 140 years ago. When the renovation project is finished, the library will feature improved lighting, heating and cooling, electricity, and connectivity. Officials also say the renovation will include the creation of a community gathering space and more space for library collections. Construction is currently scheduled to wrap up next March. A long vacant and condemned parking ramp in downtown Duluth is finally being torn down. City crews officially began demolition work on the Shoppers Auto Park ramp on 2nd Avenue West last week. The ramp was officially condemned in 2019, and the nearby new Garrick building was vacated in 2023 to make room for the demolition work. Officials say the building needed to be vacated because it shares part of the same structural integrity of the parking garage, and the city is using special demolition practices to preserve the historic building. Officials are reminding area youth to register for the upcoming Barron Polk County Tractor Safety Certification Program. The program will be held from June 16th to 19th at Barron High School and seeks to teach Wisconsin kids between 12 and 16 years old how to safely operate a tractor on public roads, identify hazardous situations, and reduce the risk of injury. Attendees will receive hands-on training opportunities through the program and must participate in 24 hours of instructional training before passing a written and practical driving test. A group of state Republicans are asking for over $2 million to study the potential for nuclear power in Wisconsin. The group is proposing legislation that seeks funding for a nuclear power siting study, the creation of a full-time position focused on pursuing nuclear power options, and the organization of a nuclear power summit at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Another proposed bill would create a 9-member board that would meet 3 times each year until 2030 to organize the summit and promote achievements in the nuclear power field. A new law in Wisconsin will allow bartenders to obtain a statewide liquor license rather than obtaining a new one in each municipality where they work. Officials say the law seeks to help bartenders working multiple jobs in different regions, making it easier for them to find work and for businesses to hire more staff. The license vetting process would be conducted by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue and be as thorough as each municipality's process. Bartenders with previous local license issues could be ineligible for the statewide license. A recent poll found a majority of Wisconsin voters are confident in the accuracy of the 2024 state election process. According to a TMJ4 report, the poll found about 78% of voters were very or somewhat confident that votes in the 2024 election were accurately cast and counted. The study also found that the overall level of confidence and accuracy was even higher for the April 2025 election. The poll, conducted by the bipartisan Democracy Defense Project, comes as President Donald Trump repeats claims that the 2020 election was rigged. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he plans to reintroduce his bill to make the Apostle Islands a national park this session. The bill was originally proposed last summer, but was never seriously considered amid pushback from the Bayfield community. The original bill also featured little detail on issues like road improvement projects, housing needs, or the potential effects that increased tourism could have on the area. If eventually signed into law, the Apostle Islands would become the first national park in the state of Wisconsin. The wife of Superior Police Chief Paul Winterscheidt has filed a lawsuit against the city and former police captain Thomas Champagne. According to the lawsuit filed last month, Michaela Marie Lorette claims Captain Champagne illegally tracked her squad car and she was not given appropriate privacy while expressing breast milk when she returned to her job as an investigator following her pregnancy. Superior Mayor Jim Payne recently said the department is dealing with urgent internal struggles and requested $50,000 for an outside review. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at reducing the influence of big money in political campaigns. The bill introduced in the Assembly earlier this month would expand election bribery laws in Wisconsin to include paying potential voters to sign petitions during an election period. The legislation comes after Elon Musk's millions of dollars of investment in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which included offering $100 to residents who signed his petition against what he called activist judges. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing a summary of their efforts to sample and track chronic wasting disease following the 2024 hunting seasons. According to a press release, the DNR sampled over 17,000 deer across the state in 2024, with nearly 1,800 testing positive for chronic wasting disease. The summary also found that nearly 90% of the positive samples were taken in the southern farmland zone. A full breakdown of the summary and a map showing positive samples is available on the DNR's website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a one-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team and being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. On Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby D. thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little breezy with a few clouds this morning, becoming sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, a low dropping into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.